Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Cain. As I see it. Common sense. In a world of insanity.
Folks, we're being lied to again, and I guess it really shouldn't come as a surprise. By this time, we should be pretty used to the fact that we can rely on our government, our current government especially, to continually lie to us in an attempt to pull the wool over our eyes. And now that Russia has invaded the Ukraine, as I warned on a previous show, this administration will now go to any lengths it can to blame Vladimir Putin and the Russians for every single thing that's happening with our economy, with our gas, with our food supplies, with inflation, with everything. Now, let's make no mistake. Only Russia invading the Ukraine had an effect. And certainly when we announced that we were no longer going to be importing Russian oil, that also has an effect. But folks, gas was on the rise at record numbers long before Russia invaded the Ukraine. We're on our way to $4 a gallon, regardless to whether there was kumbaya peace in the world. And the reason we're on our way to $4 and above $4 is because this president made a conscientious decision to create his own war. And that war was on fossil fuel and energy. Decided in this administration that they were going to bring an end to all of that. And we were going to go to clean, renewable energies. We were going to go to electric cars. We were going to go to solar. And damn the cost. And damn the cost. And the American people were starting to feel the pinch. And we were starting to wake up and say, this isn't going very well. Our economy's not doing well, despite the fact that they'll lie to you and tell you it's doing so well. Do you feel like it's doing so well? Are you doing better? When you pump $4 plus gasoline into your car, paying more at the grocery stores, and any wage rise you might have seen is just eaten up in the inflation that was 7% and now currently is 8%. I doubt it. So they had to have a boogeyman, didn't they? Now, again, I'm not saying that this invasion by Russia is not going to make things worse. Of course it's going to make things worse. But they weren't very good to begin with. And you're being led down a path, and they're using a straw man argument, and I'm going to tell you why. Joe Biden was asked directly what he thought about these gas prices, and he said, they're going to go up. And when he was asked, well, do you have any solution to what you can do about it to bring prices down? He says, not much we can do. This is Russia's fault. No, Joe, it's not Russia's fault. Actually, none of it is, and I'll explain why in a minute. But you can say the prices may rise because of what Russia did. But the real reason the prices is rising isn't so much what Russia did. It's what we did in lieu of what they did. Because Joe Biden decided we can't drill on federal lands. Keystone Pipeline will be shut down. We were basically back to depending on Middle Eastern and Russian oil, something we had not done during the Trump administration. We were not only energy independent, we were the number one exporter. Well, folks, those days are gone because you will own an electric car. You will install solar panels in your house. And by the way, those electric cars, you know, the batteries and the components, they'll be made in China and some of it in Russia. So this is just a convenient excuse. That's what this is. It's going to get worse, and it will. It's Russia's fault. Well, some of it is. But your reaction to what Russia did is the real fault. And let me explain why. When Jen Psaki and Joe Biden get on television and tell you, looking dead at you, the American people, this is no fault of our policies. This is the greedy oil corporations. They have 9,000 leases to drill on, and they will not drill. Well, the first question, of course, that should come to your mind is, well, why don't you order them to drill? Why don't you beg them to drill like you are doing Venezuela, like you're doing to Iran? Wouldn't it be better to beg the American workers to get to work rather than to beg dictators who are going to take that money, use that money to fund terrorism and invasions of other countries and everything else under the sun? Wouldn't that be more practical? Well, they can't, folks. See, there's the lie. There are 9,000 leases on these lands, none of which, or very few of which, has ever been deemed to have any oil on it. That's not the way the oil business works. They get the leases for the land, and it's a crapshoot, folks, and then they drill to find out, and if there's nothing there, there's nothing there. They've lost money, and they've lost their time. But what the Biden administration is not telling you is a lot of these lands don't even have roads leading to them, and when they try to get the permits to build the roads to get to them, they are denied. It's like saying you can rent my house on the island, but you can't use a boat. And we're not allowing you to swim. Well, then I don't know what you're going to do. You're not getting there. And these oil companies are clearly saying, do you think we don't want to drill? Do you think when oil is going to be at $160, $170 a barrel soon, we don't want in? But we can't. Because while you've given us the permits on land, you're not giving us the permits to get there and transport it. So they lied to you, folks. They flat out lied to you. You dead in the eye? Lied. Joe Biden looked you dead in the eye and lied. It would be very, very easy to solve this problem. Joe Biden says, not much we can do about it. There's a lot you can do about it. Open up the drilling on the federal lands again and say, no, we know there's oil. You can continue to drill. You're the ones who shut that down. Truth of the matter is, folks, we probably get 8 to 10% of our oil from Russia. Now, I know that doesn't sound like a lot, but actually it's quite a bit considering how much we actually use, enough to finance their little invasion. So it's more than just a drop in the bucket, theoretically, but that 10% is so easily made up. If you would just allow them to drill where they were drilling before you became the president of the United States and shut it down. So to have the hubris to stand in front of the American people and tell, I can't do anything, you're a bold-faced liar, and so is Jen Psaki. There's many things you could do. Gas should not have went up one dime because of Russia's invasion into the Ukraine. Because all we really would have had to do is say, okay, well, we're not taking your oil. This is a very unpopular thing. I know a lot of people, and probably a lot of you people who are listening to this show, are 100% for not taking Russian oil. And I said on the show, we should cut them off too. But I do want you to remember that we were trading with Joseph Stalin. And we were trading with Russia during the Cold War. We never stopped. Russia had nuclear weapons pointed directly at us. We didn't stop trading with them. Joseph Stalin was killing I don't know how many people. We were trading with them. This is why Germany says, well, we can't do it. We feasibly cannot do it. This is something that Donald Trump warned them about, and they laughed in his face. I want you to remember when Donald Trump was giving a speech and said, if Germany does not change the fact that they are 100% reliant upon Russian oil, this is going to come back to bite them in the ass. And the representatives from Germany were snickering and laughing at him. I wonder if they're snickering and laughing now. Now when you have to get on television and say, we can't, we just can't feasibly cut out Russian oil because our economy couldn't take it. Yeah, that's what Donald Trump told you, and you laughed at him. Right now, we would be able to supply all of our allies with as much oil as they needed. Had Joe Biden not stumbled his way into the White House and decided the very first thing he was going to do was close everything down and declare war on fossil fuel. So before we go blaming Russia like the boogeyman, remember this. If we had kept Trump's policies, gas would still be exactly the same amount it is. The atrocities would still be going on if they invaded, which they wouldn't have, by the way, because they would not have had the money to do it. But let's just say they did. We wouldn't be feeling the pinch here. So when they say to you, see, they're trying to bribe you, more at the pump, knowing you're doing the right thing for those poor people in the Ukraine. Give me a break. They're playing on your sympathies because you don't have to do either one. You shouldn't be paying a dime more. That's our stupid policies. Yes, we feel bad for the people in the Ukraine. And yes, there are more things we could do. And yeah, that's fine if we had any Russian oil imported to shut it down. It wouldn't have mattered. It would not have mattered at the pump, folks. So the sacrifice they're saying, isn't it worth it to make, is an unnecessary one. We didn't have to make it to begin with. So it is his policies that are doing it. They're just lying to you. They're lying to you because they realize that they now have a scapegoat for inflation probably going to hit 10%, for gas prices probably in the eastern area hitting $5 real soon, and my God, out on the West Coast, I don't know. I don't know what you'll be paying. Take a loan out of the bank to fill your car. But that's not Russia's fault. You can blame Russia. It's not Russia's fault. And I want people to remember something. We're trading with China every day. They got Uyghurs in basically death camps and unleashed a pandemic upon us that probably killed, I don't know how many people, more than has been killed in the Ukraine. And we're trading every day with China and want to do more because those electric cars, those batteries, guess where they're going to be coming from? Those solar panels, guess where they're going to be coming from? But you don't see our leaders on television saying the atrocities that's happening in China, we have to cut them off. Oh, you don't see that at all. And as much as I am for cutting off Russian oil, don't kid yourself into thinking this is going to badly damage Vladimir Putin. I love it when these talking heads get on television saying this is it. It'll be the last straw. Do you know how many countries are going to make up for that? China's going to buy more. Other countries are going to buy more. Germany's not stopping. It's not going to be that big of a deal to him. It's just not. Oh, I might hurt a little bit. And again, now we have to look at the facts. Do you think this hurts Vladimir Putin? Well, it may hurt his war machine bank roll a little bit. Mostly going to hurt the Russian people, who most of them don't even want this invasion. And it's going to hurt you. So when they equate, pay $5 at the pump and save a Ukrainian's life, that's propaganda. That's flat-out propaganda. None of that's necessary. One has nothing to do with the other. You don't have to pay one dime more at the pump, and we still could be helping the Ukraine. If you really wanted to help the Ukraine, how come we turned down Poland's offer to send them the planes? Because we didn't want to be involved in a war, which could potentially be a smart move. Because you're going to have to ask yourself the following question, and this is a hard question. As much as you see the atrocities going on in the Ukraine, are you ready to send our troops into war? Are you ready for a possible nuclear war? Now, the chances of that happening is probably quite slim, but it's not impossible, and I got news. All it's going to take is for one American fighter to get shot down. We're already technically at war with Russia, and Russia's already said if you supply the weapons, it's war. Of course it's war. Now, they're not going to invade us. They can barely beat the Ukrainians. We'll be in for some hard times, folks, and lives lost. And now comes the unpopular part of the show. And I'm going to warn you ahead of time. I got on this radio show to tell you the facts, pat you on the butt and tell you what you want to hear. And if I stop doing that, I might as well stop doing the show. So when things are being told by the Republican Party or the Conservative Party that's not true, I got to call them on it because you need to know the truth. And the truth of the matter is, while there is no real justification, of course, for what Vladimir Putin's doing, especially when you see things like bombing, you know, civilian hospitals and things like that, which I have no information on whether it was accidental or on purpose. I don't know. I don't think Vladimir Putin is a very honest man, and I don't think he's a very good one. But I'm going to tell you this. The truth is, Ukraine did have biolabs there. You were lied to about that. They said there's no biolabs in Ukraine. Now they've admitted there was. Oh, but the biolabs were not biological weapons. We were looking into diseases that could potentially anthrax and some other things that, you know, as preventatives, a way of preventative. Well, this is what you were doing in Wuhan. This is exactly what was happening in Wuhan before the damn COVID virus escaped. Why are there bio labs in the Ukraine? If we are going to do research in stuff, why is it not in this country? I'll tell you why it's not in this country, because it's too dangerous. It's deemed too dangerous, just in case there's an accident. Oh, if there's an accident in the Ukraine, let them all die, right? And we'll just cut off travel to Ukraine, and that'll be it. So when Putin said there's biolabs, he wasn't lying. Marco Rubio directly asked the question and was told, yes, there are biolabs there. After our papers reported, there's no such thing, it's Russian propaganda. That's what we were told. Even today, our State Department says, the United States does not own nor operate any biolabs in the Ukraine, period, end of conversation. Of course you don't. You don't own them. We never said you owned them, and we never said you operated them. We said you financed them. This is the Dr. Fauci statement all over again. I didn't actually physically go there and work on it. Yeah, we know. I didn't actually write a check. Yeah, we know. But you still funded it. You were still a part of it. And if you're angry at Dr. Fauci right now for lying to Congress about that gain-of-function research, you better be asking our country, why the hell were you financing biolabs in the Ukraine? And what would the United States have done if we found out that a technically a non-ally country right on our border had biolabs? That they were researching biological things. Oh, only for our benefit, but how do we know that? Only for our benefit until what? Until they're used against you? This is a serious thing. this is not something we can just sweep under the rug and say, oh, no, no, just keep watching the horrible footage from the Ukraine, which admittedly is horrible. None of those people know about it. None of those people had anything to do with it. They're innocents caught in the crossfire. And it's atrocious the way that the Russians went in there. It's atrocious what they're doing. But we're not blameless. We are not blameless, folks. I wish we were. I wish we could take the moral high ground. I wish I could come on this show and tell you the United States did everything they could to appease Vladimir Putin and make sure there was peace in the West. But he's a madman, and that's it. It's not the truth. He didn't want, apparently, and that was many reasons why he went in there, he didn't want this, obviously this country bordering him, to be a part of NATO. And we were threatening to add them to NATO. He found out, I guess, about the biological lab somehow. I don't know how. And of course he wants the wealth. Of course he wants the everything else that comes with it. Of course he does. There's many reasons. But remember that George Bush said there were weapons of mass destruction as a means of we are going basically in and invading. I don't know whether they shipped them out or they were ever there or it was a pipe dream. I don't know. Well, none of us will know, but I know this. That's what he said. And that was the justification for invading. This is what Russia's doing now. Now, they probably are far more savage and barbaric and careless and reckless and unkind than we were, but at the same token, I want to know one U.S. dollar, one, went into funding bio research in the Ukraine. I want to know that. That is a very, very important question. And to just issue a statement saying we don't own or operate them, well, you are accused of owning or operating them. You're accused of funding them. And that's the Dr. Fauci psychobabble spin talk. Answer the question. Were they there and you fund them with any taxpayer dollars? I want the answer to that question. Because if you did, and the research was going on, let's say it was as innocent as could be. Let's say it's exactly what you said. That doesn't mean Putin took it that way. It doesn't. And what would we have done in the same situation? Ask yourself the question. Would we have done it the same way? I hope not. But I can promise you we're not letting biolabs be operated on our border that's researching anthrax and other forms of COVID and everything else. What the hell is going on over there? And how much did we know and how much did we finance? And did any of our actions lead to this? Because if it did, we have to take some of the blame for it. And to just automatically say Putin bad like we said Trump bad, remember that? Everything in the world was Trump's fault. Everything. If you got a bad pizza from your local pizzeria, that's Trump. Son of a bitch. Well, now it's Putin. You're paying more at the store? Putin. Paying more at the pump? Putin. People in the streets of the Ukraine? Putin. How much do we have to contribute to that? We deserve to know because we're American citizens. And we pay this money. The government just doesn't hand over money they made because they don't have any money. Their money comes from us. And I want to know if my tax dollars were funding something that I would highly disagree with and was kept clandestine. At least if you're going to use it, tell us. I'd rather my money went to gender research in Guam. If you had the hubris to tell me, well, too bad. That's where your tax dollars are going. All right. Well, it's a waste of money. But at least you had the honesty to tell me. But if you're taking my tax dollars and shipping them off to the Ukraine for biolabs after what just happened in this country, thanks to China, I got a problem with that. I got a big, huge, glaring problem with that. And I'm not happy. So what do? Well, now we're in a catch-22, aren't we? And you're going to be lied to some more. You're going to be told, well, there's really nothing we can do. Well, there are some things we can do. We could get ourselves involved in World War III. We could call Putin's bluff. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm sure he's just like the rest of us. I don't think he wants to die. So if you say, you know, the bombing's going to begin, he's either going to say, okay, well, you've called my bluff and I'm out of there, or he's going to say, fine, let the world burn. I don't know what you'll do. Are you ready to make that decision? Are you ready to say yes? Because of the images I'm seeing on television, I'm ready for my son, my daughter, my mother, my father, my aunt, my uncle to perish in flames. If you are, then you are. If you're not, then you're not. But you shouldn't be made to feel guilty about your feelings. And now we have to ask ourselves, as Americans, what do we do? The sanctions are not going to work, folks. The sanctions may have worked before he invaded. Heavy-duty sanctions may have worked before he invaded, cutting off all Russian oil before he invaded. What do you think would have happened if Donald Trump was still the president and he had convinced Germany to buy all of their oil from us? And we were energy independent, so we didn't have to buy much oil. We would still buy oil from people to help stimulate the economies of other countries, but we weren't at their mercy. They could say, we're shutting down everything, and Trump would have said, okay, we're increasing our drilling. That's all. We'll drill more. So would they have been able to finance it? Maybe. But I'm thinking that probably what would have happened is if you amassed some troops on the border, you would have been told in no uncertain circumstances, all of these sanctions are happening as we speak right now. We know you have troops on the border. We know what your intentions are. So before it even gets started, we're hitting you with heavy, heavy, heavy sanctions. None of our allies are buying any oil from you. You're going to be cut off from the world market. And I don't know. I don't think Putin would have been able to continue. But here's what I do want. I want to be able to hear both sides of this story, and I'll tell you why. I don't trust Vladimir Putin. I understand very much that his country's filled with propaganda. They, much like this country's becoming, they won't even let the media say anything critical. They'll shut you down in a heartbeat if you say anything critical. Jailed. He may have had the report executed. But that doesn't mean that every single thing that comes out of his mouth is a lie. It doesn't mean that every single thing that comes off of their media is a lie. And I want to hear their side of the story. I've heard we are ridding Ukraine of the Nazis. Well, that is a lie. Are there neo-Nazi groups in Ukraine? You betcha. But they're not in power. That's not true. I've seen no evidence to suggest that any neo-Nazi groups, current government of the Ukraine. As a matter of fact, I believe Vladimir Kovinsky is a Jew. So that's obviously not true. But the biolabs were. And we didn't hear about them, did we? If you did not hear Marco Rubio ask that question, you probably don't even know about it. Because early on, when it was suggested by Russia, it was shot down, immediately shot down by our country as Russian propaganda. No such things exist. Never existed, never will exist. Russian propaganda, totally made up nonsense. As a matter of fact, one of our officials said that those exact words, said this is entire malarkey. made up, 100% made up. Then yesterday when Rubio asked the question, the response he got was, yes, they're there, and we're very concerned. We're very concerned that Vladimir Putin and the Russians may get a hold of those biolabs. And if they do, bad things could happen. Uh-huh. Those labs, that really bad things could happen. And why were they there to begin with then? You don't think that's worth asking? There's no justification for killing women and children in the streets, and nobody's saying there is. But there's no justification for us to have biolabs in the Ukraine and our tax dollars funding it. And the American citizens don't even know about it. And then when you're asked, you get lies. Lies, lies. No such thing. Balderdash, malarkey, doesn't exist. Your own people confirmed it exists. Now you're going to say it's as innocent as the day is long. Well, that's what China said. That's exactly what China said. Oh, I never escaped from the lab, and this lab was perfectly, careful, and this was all safe. There's nothing horrible here to escape. Boy, but they sure didn't want you going in them. When we ask if we could examine them, oh, no, no, you stay where you are. Why the American people weren't told about this? This is a big deal, folks. Because we're about to suffer very greatly. We're not going to suffer like the people of Ukraine who are being literally thrown out of their own country, their houses blown up, their neighborhoods destroyed, women and children along with men, bodies lying in the streets, along with Russian soldiers. They were going in to liberate a country that would welcome them like heroes, only to find out they were being shot at by the very people they claimed they were going to be liberating. They were lied to as well. But you're going to be suffering. Because these Russian sanctions haven't even begun to really take effect yet. What you're seeing at the gas pump, oil rose, the barrel of oil rose. But what you're seeing at the gas pumps is just the beginning of the tip of it. There are military generals now saying this war could last a year. A year. And unless we kowtow to dictators, Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia, unless we bow before them and say, please, please, please pump more oil for us, oh mighty ones, because we don't want to, they're going to put the screws to us, folks. You'll be happy to pay $4 for gas. It'll be a bargain. You'll be happy to pay $5, $6 for a pound of hamburger. It'll be a bargain, because the dirty little secret is every single thing that you get at the supermarket is delivered. Every single thing you get from a different country, whether it be produce or household goods or whatever the hell it is, comes over here on a ship, and they're all being fueled. And the cost is all going to be passed on to you. I was in the supermarket 2 days ago. The prices have went up 15%, if not more. The same things that had a big sign saying our normal price, $1.99, now has a sticker on it that says sale $2.79. Sale $2.79. So who is this going to hurt? Well, it's not going to hurt Stephen Colbert, who said, I'm willing to pay more at the pump, knowing that we're doing the righteous thing. Of course, I drive a Tesla, so it really doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter to you. You're making what, $12, $14 million a year? It does not matter to you. This is the problem. It does not matter to Joe Biden. It does not matter to Jen Psaki. It does not matter to anyone in that elitist snob group. But if you're busting your ass to make $17, $18 an hour or less, oh boy, is it going to matter. It's going to matter big time. Now, I already know people who've said, well, I'm going to have to stay local. You know, I used to go to this shopping center. I used to go to this restaurant. I used to go to this place. That's too far now. Gas is too expensive. Wait, it's going to get more expensive. And all of those businesses who used to be thankful for some out-of-town business or a little bit farther away, they're not going to get it anymore. They're not going to see that business. That restaurant that was 25 minutes away that you love to go to once a week, well, now that's too far. I'll just go to the restaurant that's so-so, right by me. And then what happens? We're going to see small businesses, especially the non-essential small businesses, we're going to see them crumble. You think people got money now to go out there and say, let me go buy myself the newest pair of Nikes for $350? Uh-uh. Let me go buy myself the brand new DVD that just came out. You can forget about it. Let me go buy myself the $79.99 video game that just came out. Forget it. It's all going in the gas tank. It's going to rent. It's going to electricity. It's going to food. There will be no disposable income for a lot of people. But Stephen Colbert don't care because he's doing the right thing. He feels good about it. I'm glad. I'll pay $20, he said, at the pump, just to stick it to Putin. But you're not sticking it to Putin. Because Putin's going to sell all this to China and some other countries. He doesn't really care that much. Now, yes, I said we should cut off Russian oil. With a caveat, we start drilling here. We don't leave it up to dictators who wish us dead or wish other countries that we're allies with dead. We do it ourselves. We have the ability to do it. But this cult of climate change will not allow us to do it because they think that the world is going to crumble if we do. Never mind if we start nuclear war. That's okay. That'll do wonders for the climate. But drilling bad. Can't have that. No, of course not. Because this is your scapegoat, the Green New Deal. This is exactly what you wanted. In a previous show, I called this the war Joe Biden wanted. He did. Now, I'm not saying he wanted the death and destruction of innocent women and children. I'm not going to go that far. But they knew this much. If Russia invaded, A, all of our attention, all the media's time and attention is going to take it away from everything else, including the January 6th hearings, which are falling apart rapidly, with now information coming out that, of course, there were FBI agents there provoking people to come in. Of course, we all knew it wasn't anything but a spontaneous thing. Of course. Oh, there's people on tape saying it. Saying it. And with all this stuff coming out about Hillary Clinton and her campaign spying on Donald Trump and people being indicted. And to be perfectly honest, probably some information on the election that despite what Bill Barr has to say on television, there is evidence. All that's coming out. And to top it off, we got the boogeyman to blame for all of our failed policies. Of course crime is going up because people can't afford food and they're stealing and they're resorting to crime. It's not our fault. It's Putin's fault. Of course inflation is soaring. It's that horrible Vladimir Putin. Of course gas is $7 a gallon and you have to walk to work. Choose between putting food on your table or gas in your tank. That's Vladimir Putin's fault. And when they're asked a simple question, why don't you just drill and alleviate all of this, instantaneously alleviate it? Well, you have to understand, we are committed to climate change. We are committed. Oh, So in other words, we can just go F ourselves. We don't give one damn what happens to you because we're Stephen Colbert. We drive a Tesla and we make $13 million a year. And if hamburger is $25 a pound, I'll still have two hamburgers and throw the rest in the garbage. If my favorite restaurant is in Tahiti, I'll take an airplane. If gas is $50 a gallon, I'll just drive wherever I want to just for the fun of driving. But you won't. Peasant. And you better feel good about it. Because you're battling evil. Don't you understand? You're battling evil. The two choices are not combined, folks. We can battle the evil of $2.40 a gallon for gas. But they won't. They won't. Because this war on fossil fuel is their cult. And they refuse to relinquish it. They absolutely refuse. And when they are backed into a corner, the lie continues of 9,000 leases on land that they could drill. And I've just told you. The oil companies have no guarantee there's any oil there on any of those lands. It was speculative. Most of them, they don't have access to. So when they say, I guess we'll go drill on this land that we have a lease on, but we're going to need to build roads to ship it out of there, the Biden administration says, yeah, denied. Okay, what do you want them to do with it? Exactly how do you want them to get there, drill it, and get it the hell out? That's the part they're not telling you. They're clapping their hands about all this. They want gas to be $8 a gallon because they want to force you to get an electric car. Kamala Harris has said it. Kamala Harris has literally said, I've been envisioning the day when we have... She can stop laughing long enough. I was thinking of the day and dreaming when we all have cars and electric school buses and all the big rigs that take our material to the stores are electric. There's something mentally wrong with you. Well, let there be no mistake about this. I'm not trying to pick on somebody. There's something mentally wrong with you. When people laugh at things that are not funny, something is wrong. I don't know if we can save anybody in the Ukraine. I don't know what we'll do with... Yeah, that's not funny. It's not funny. There's nothing funny here. We're on the brink of World War III, and you think we're at a comedy show. And Joe Biden thinks she's the president and he's the vice president. This is the people we have running the country, folks. And you're shocked? You're shocked it's come to this? They told you what they were going to do. Before they even had the election, they said, if we get in here, we're going to declare war on fossil fuel. We're going to turn the whole place into electric and solar and whatever. They told you. It's not like they pulled this. It's not like they came out from behind a curtain and said, ha-ha, we're really socialist. Ha-ha, we really want a Marxist country. Ha-ha. No, they flat out told you. But because they pointed their finger at Donald Trump and said he made fun of a fat girl, you didn't vote for him. It was okay that Joe Biden called somebody fat. Hey, fatty, fatty. For me anyway, you're too old, fatty. And you shut up, lady. You're just a dog-faced lion pony soldier. That was okay. It was okay when he threatened to take somebody out in the parking lot that was a voter who had a concern. That was okay. Donald Trump calls Rosie O'Donnell a pig. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Joy Behar has a heart attack. Whoopi Goldberg's hair stands straight on end. How can we have a president like this? Well, let me think about it. Gas was $2 a gallon. Putin wasn't in the Ukraine. Supplies were getting to the stores. Cost of everything was going down. Wages were rising naturally. Gee. It was almost like maybe Donald Trump was right about some stuff. Huh? Amazing. Just amazing. But you'll still find people who say this is all Donald Trump's fault. This is his policies coming home to roost. No, no, no. You canceled all of his policies, and that's what came home to roost. You can't the policies on the border, on energy, on everything. And this is what you're getting now. But don't act surprised. I don't want to see one Biden voter say, oh, I'm a little bit surprised. Well, then you're an idiot, because they told you exactly what was going to happen. Donald Trump may as well be Nostradamus. He said before the election, if you elect Joe Biden, gas will be $7 a gallon. What's it going to be, folks? What's it going to be? Remember when they told you, if you elect Trump, the stock market will crash, the economy will tank, there will be World War III. None of that happened. You've elected Biden and all this happened, so apparently they missed the president by one. Now I'm going to tell you something else you've been lied to about, and it's going to be very disturbing. None of this is an accident, folks. None of this is, we're clueless. We're just dumb. Our policies just don't work because we're too dumb. We're just that kid who twirls their hair in class and chews their bubble gum and says, I don't know. I'm just dumb. No, you're not. Every single thing that's happening in this country right now was mapped out and planned. Now, I'm not saying for sure what COVID was. Maybe it was an accident. I'm not saying they orchestrated Putin to invade the Ukraine, but they invited him to. Just like they invited all the illegal aliens to crash the border and said, we never did that, when Biden clearly said, oh, if I'm elected president, you better hit the border because it's going to be open for you. And then said, I never said that. Well, I got news. They kept poking Putin and saying, we might put these Ukraine in NATO despite the Minsk agreement and despite all this stuff. We might do that. We just might do that. And we're going to put biolabs down there and we're going to finance it. Pretty soon Putin said, okay, well, then I'm going in. You poked the bear long enough, and he went in. You knew he was a madman. You knew he wasn't right in the head. You knew he was a warmonger. And you knew he was amassing troops, and you did nothing. You waited until he was in before you did anything. When you could have prevented it by doing it before. Or at least discouraged it by doing it before. So none of this is an accident, folks. Take advantage of. COVID, they took advantage of that crisis, didn't they? Now the Ukraine war, they're going to take advantage of this. This is what they do. When a catastrophe comes along, they say, how does it benefit us? We don't care if the little people get hurt. We don't care if the average citizen gets it in the backside. How do we benefit from this? How do we make this good for us? Oh, COVID, nobody can go out. Nobody can travel. Great for the environment. We are masters of the environment. Next thing is you're going to be passing around the Kool-Aid in the cup. I recommend you don't drink it. Then it was, gas is going to be too high. You can't go anywhere. You know that vacation plans you had? won't the sky look nice? Oh, won't the trees be happy? You're literally cultists. You are literally cultists. And everything that has happened here, you're gleeful of. Because it's pressing your agenda. It's helping to press your agenda. So you're utilizing it. How do we utilize the war in Ukraine? So while you're being told, look at these innocent citizens dying. You need to pay more at the pump. They're saying, how do we use this to help us implement our Green New Deal? Get more of that footage. We recently saw footage. I think it was on MSNBC. Of a woman, I guess, from the Ukraine who was a beauty pageant contestant or something a couple of years ago. And she supposedly now is taking up arms and she's on the streets to fight the Russian soldiers. And here's pictures of her. Except those were pictures taken a long time ago when she had like an airsoft gun or something. And they were put up as real pictures of her battling in Ukraine. They were lying to you. They were showing you false things and telling you. And they knew what it was. It's propaganda. So before you accuse Russia, who is filled with propaganda, of being a propaganda machine, you have to understand that the United States propaganda machine too. MSNBC, CNN, and the like are propaganda machines. They were the one who pressed Russian collusion, right? Russia stolen this election. Russia wanted Donald Trump in. It was Russia who wanted this and that. Who gave Putin back the pipeline? Who decided we're going to get 10% of our energy from Vladimir Putin? It wasn't Donald Trump. So it's amazing. A friend of Putin, but everything he did was to undermine Putin's success. And Joe Biden says Putin is the man. He knows. He don't want me to be the president because he knows I'll take him on. You take him on how, Joe? How you taking him on? By giving him back his pipeline? With nothing in exchange, by the way. Can you imagine if he did not give him back the pipeline and Putin said, I'm thinking seriously about invading? We could have said, well, let's see. You want that pipeline. How about you make a treaty that you're not going to invade, and we might consider giving that back. We would have had some bargaining chips. No, he gave it away for nothing before he even met with Putin, by the way. He was meeting with Putin months after that and could have waited to negotiate something. Instead, he just says, hey, you can have that back. Why do you think that is? And I want you to ask yourself a serious question. If drilling for oil is bad for our environment and bad for our planet, why is it okay to ask all the other countries to increase their drilling? Huh? What sense does that make? Ask yourself that question. If drilling is so bad, why are you asking other countries to double and triple theirs? We share the same environment. We share the same planet. It's an absurdity, folks. You're being lied to. And then we're told shutting down our pipelines will have no effect on our economy. But when we want to sanction Vladimir Putin, we're like, we'll take away your pipeline, and that'll destroy your economy. Well, I don't get it. So you're saying that the pipeline is a vital part of the economy, but only for Vladimir Putin? That doesn't make any sense. Because you're being lied to. They are using everything from COVID to the Ukrainian invasion to whatever they can to implement this Green New Deal. Oh, and isn't it terrible that meat's so high that you can't afford it? You know what I saw? I saw a woman pick up a very, very small roast beef, and it was $27. And she put it down. I'm assuming she's either unwilling or unable to afford it. 3 months ago, that roast beef was about 12. 14 maybe. Oh, but they don't want you to eat meat. There's got to be some substitutes, right? It's unhealthy. And then you're just a purge on our healthcare system. We can't have that. We ought to be vegan. Whether you want to be or not. Furthering their agenda. All of this is just trying to get the American people to say, I guess we'll have to do this now. We have no choice. Sure, we'll pay more, Joe. We're good people. We'll pay more, Joe. It's not your fault. It is his fault, folks. You're being lied to. Tomorrow, if they opened up all the drilling under the Trump administration, in a week, gas would be down. 2 weeks tops. Has nothing to do with Vladimir Putin and what he's doing. Let him charge $500 a barrel for oil if he wants. We don't have to buy it if we have our own. We are teetering on the brink of a world war. And all of these morons can talk about is change. Electric cars, electric buses. It's just unbelievable. You're going to tell me that's not a cult? Here's the problem with most cults. Most of them are doomsday cults, and you know where that leads.